report. This is a written report, per usual, and we summarize the fact that we had 29 discharges with 61 violations, and as seems to be the norm, we had quite a few violations from the men's colony, which we've addressed with mandatory minimum penalties. And just ask if there are any questions from the board.
One, the one at the bottom of the page where it says it's an overflow of 0,000, and I assume there's some digits in front of the zeros, but I wonder what that might be.
The bottom of which page?
Page one.
Oh,
it clearly is a big one because there are four zeros there, but.
Yeah, it's.
But it could be a 10,000 or 90,000 or.
Remember what that figure was? Is it 50?
I'm thinking it's.
I think that's a 2. It's a 2,000.
2,000 is what we're getting indication.
I mean 20.
20,000.
Because there's four zeros there.
Let me double check on that.
Well, maybe the zero is supposed to be a 2.
Oh, that could be.
I think that's correct. I believe that was a 2,000 gallon spill.
Okay.
Not 20. But if you'd like, there's a lot of problems with the men's colony this winter. I can elaborate on those if you'd like.
I just wish you could elaborate on when they're going to fix all this nonsense. Because every meeting we have, how many pages do we have? Okay, the men's colony pages, yes. Now the rest of the report.
I would be glad to. There are a couple things happening. First of all, they're right in the middle of a treatment plant upgrade. They're replacing 4 miles of trunk sewer line, which was undersized, which contributed to a lot of the overflows. Secondly, they're in the middle of a treatment plant upgrade, and that should address a lot of the receiving water violations that you see listed. As far as addressing other problems, we still do have a problem with excessive inflow and infiltration to the collection system. We issued a cleanup and abatement order to that issue on, I think, February 23rd. So it specifies that they have to address excessive inflow problem, the sources of excessive inflow and infiltration by, I think, October 2006.
When will these projects be done?
The trunk sewer line is substantially complete, just last week. They need to go through the punch list and check it all off with the contractor, but that's pretty much done. So that should alleviate a lot of the sewage spills. Won't address the inflow, though. They still have inflow problems. The treatment plant is going to be another approximately 10 months. It'll be operational by summer 2006.
This new trunk system, one of the things we're often seeing here is the lines get clogged because all kinds of junk gets flushed down by the inmates. And do they have any kind of special thing to capture that sort of stuff, some kind of settled basin or something?
Yes, they do. This is a unique system in that the water from the prison has to flow about 4 miles before it gets to the treatment plant. Mm-hmm. Typically, they'll put bar screens down at the treatment plant to capture all that incompatible material. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're putting a redundant bar screen system up at the prison, mm-hmm, to capture that incompatible waste before it can cause a clog in that 4-mile stretch.
Good.
Okay, any other